Nashville police say a teenager who didn't want to go to school opened fire on his family members this morning, injuring his grandmother, sister, and a six-year-old nephew. Authorities are already saying that this incident is the kind of violence they've been working to prevent. Nashville just concluded the last of its youth violence summits this weekend. Then at 7 a.m. Tuesday, a teen opened fire in an East Nashville apartment and then ran off. Police found him along some nearby train tracks. Now police spokeswoman Chris Mumford says detectives are trying to comprehend what was going on in his life.
You have a 16-year-old who decides that the best way to settle a disagreement about getting up in the morning is going to a closet and retrieving a gun and firing shots at his family. It just really defies understanding.
After a spike in youth murders last year, a citywide coalition has been meeting to discuss enforcement, prevention, and intervention with the idea that violence doesn't have to be inevitable, Mumford says.
As a community, we're really pulling together to try and address these issues before these types of terrible tragedies occur.
Policy and program suggestions are due to the mayor in the next month. For now, the 16-year-old faces at least 5 counts of aggravated assault. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.